This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right corner, Kispert open for three, it's there!
Time to get the radio party started.
Feeds now, the right block of Alsar, slam!
It's time for Dave Johnson on a Wizards game day.
Locked by Colabali, left wing George, 3 on the clock for three, it's there!
Feel like busting loose, busting loose.
Cross center, step back, three, oh! Jordan Poole,
you are cool!
I feel like busting loose now.
On the Hoffman Show.
All right, we are live at Capital One Arena. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. And very loudly blaring into sections 106 and 107. Here downstairs, upstairs, there's a man. What's up? What's up? There's a man named Dave Johnson. You're very familiar with his voice because he is the play-by-play man for the Zardos. And he joins us each and every Wizards game day. From downstairs to upstairs, Dave, hello.
Hey, we'd be the Zardos if it was Spanish night, perhaps. But tonight is, as you know, French Heritage Night. The Wembanyama's in town, and of course, Bilal Coulibaly. Unfortunately, Alex Sarr will not play tonight. We're hopeful he can play on Wednesday. But yes, vive la différence, or c'est la vie, or something French tonight. But listen, Victor Wembanyama, special talent, is in town. And the Wizards, looking at it, was a fun time in San Antonio when they, I know they lost by 9 points to the Spurs, but it was a competitive game. We look for more of the same tonight, but it's a different Spurs team, also with De'Aaron Fox now part of the equation.
Yeah, for sure. Dave, how much of the broadcast will you be doing in French tonight?
You just heard it right there.
Oh, okay.
That's it. I'm not going to pretend. It's a beautiful language, and believe me, the French people do not need Dave Johnson to attempt to speak French. And again, for all our listeners out there, the young listeners out there, if I had to do it all over again, I would have focused on really studying a language, whereas we were dumb knuckleheads in high school. We would say things like, oh, how are we ever going to use this? Well, basically, if you learn a second language, you can write your own ticket. So that's my advice to young people out there. Learn a second language.
Yeah, for sure. Jordan Poole and I had some fun on Media Day talking about our attempts at learning French. I think his were going better than mine. Although I did feel proud of myself this morning, Dave. I wasn't quite aware. Not enough coffee had hit my bloodstream yet as I was in my my fitness coaching mode this morning. But I had a client who came in. She was a new client, and she was French. And I did say bienvenue, which is welcome, which is about the extent of my French. And she said merci back, thank you, and that was my French for the day. So I actually got, unknowingly, Dave, my day was off to a correct start.
Yes.
With and now I would have taken a croissant and an orange juice for breakfast. That is how a proper French day should start, but I settled for my minimal amount of the language. As for on the court tonight, without Sarr, Dave, and we know that Wemby had the 50-burger last time, how do the Wizards try to slow him down? What what's the plan of attack, and what did Brian Keefe have to say when you talked to him about 45 minutes ago?
Well, you know, again, it's going to be a collective effort, and all those cliches, but they're not cliches. It's true. When you're talking about a player of that caliber, Victor Wembanyama, and I say of that caliber, is he's only in his second year, but he's got a special skill set of athleticism that really can, you know, can we keep him out of the paint? Now, he made 8 3-pointers the last time these two teams played part of his 50 points. So it would have been nice to have Alex Saar, certainly, because he is also a very athletic big man who could chase Victor Wembanyama out on the wing. The Wizards really don't have that situation where Sean Holmes will get another start tonight, as it's just going to be a challenge. And that, but what it does emphasize is that when you talk about stopping a Victor Wembanyama, it starts with how you defend on the perimeter at the point of attack. And so if the Wizards are somewhat successful in that area, then you could be somewhat successful in limiting Victor Wembanyama. If the Spurs get going and they can find Wembanyama in his sweet spots, we know what he can do.
Yeah, for sure. You talk about the defense on the perimeter. Not only do you have to deal with De'Aaron Fox tonight, you also have to deal with Chris Paul, one of the most savvy veterans. When you look at a guy like Bub, like, he's obviously got quickness, he's got length, he's got all these things on Chris Paul. But Chris Paul's Chris Paul. He's got more know-how than maybe anyone else in the entire league, not named LeBron James. What kind of challenge do you see, and how much fun is that matchup of the just unmitigated youth of Bub Carrington versus the unmitigated experience of Chris Paul tonight?
Well, think about this sentence. Bub Carrington almost led the Wizards to a come-from-behind win against the Atlanta Hawks on Saturday. Now, why I think that's a significant sentence, A, it's true, as he had a career high in points. But rookies in the NBA are not supposed to be the catalyst to lead a team. They're not supposed to be, hey, get on my back, I will get us back in the game. That's not typically a rookie role. I bring that up because it is the opportunity the Wizards have. So the pain the Wizards are going through with the record, the experience that these young players are getting where, hey, you don't look around for anyone else. Okay, Jordan Poole's having a tough night shooting. Somebody's got to step up. And there's somebody on the Wizards, chances are they're under 21 years of age. So that's you, Bub Carrington. Show us. And by the way, you're going against the Atlanta Hawks and Trae Young and a Hawks team that's very much playoff motivated. So this is not a situation where you're not going to get resistance as you try to take over a game. So I bring that up because tonight will be yet another challenge. But have we talked about it all season long about how these young players, it doesn't faze them, whatever the challenge is, because they're not coming off the bench to do it. They're in the scouting report. They're in the assignment. You go do it. You have to do it. You're starting. You're leading. And that's a valuable experience that the Wizards obviously hope will lead to long-term sustainable success, and starting in this laboratory of a season, if you will, tonight. So, look, De'Aaron Fox, Chris Paul, we saw De'Aaron Fox when we were in Sacramento recently. Bub Carrington, all these guys, Bilal Coulibaly, as I talk about it all the time, they can't wait for the next night in the NBA. They want to win. They're not concerned about the record. They're concerned about, can we get better the next game and show it? Did Bub Carrington show it on Saturday night? Did I expect in his rookie year to be saying, hey, Bub Carrington just took over? We say that about veteran players. They just take over a game. Well, Saturday we had Bub Carrington just take over a game, and that's what's been fun about this season, because you don't know which young player is just going to say, you know what, I don't care who the opposition is, I don't care what their situation is, I don't care what their resume is, I'm just going to play and take over.
And you also get fun facts like this, Dave. Chris Paul debuted in 2005, which would have been, what, the NBA season starts late October?
Right.
Bub Carrington was born in July of 2005.
All right.
So that's something we're all just going to have to think about, something we're all just going to have to take in. I would want to ask Bub, hey, Bub, do you try to trash talk Chris Paul with, I was 5 months old when you made your NBA debut?
Well, you know, knowing Bub Carrington, he might just do that.
And yes.
Again, I talked about what that was Draymond Green's comment. I've said this over and over again, but as Keshawn George was barking back at him, and Draymond Green's like, oh, is that what
right.
you're going
to do? And, right.
But Draymond was impressed because they're not afraid of who they're playing against, but they can't be because they're they're not thrown out there in a situation, some rookies, where you protect them, you coddle them, you have the luxury to do that because you're a more established team. These guys, you're in the starting lineup or you're first off the bench. You got to do it. And,
yeah.
and this is think and whatever as you're listening, whatever job you do in life, you know, do we grow more when we were forced to either sink or swim, for lack of a better way, or put in a situation where, oh my God, what am I going to do? Well, you don't have time to think about it. Oh my God, what am I going to do? You just do it. And then when you come out of it, you realize, wait a minute, I'm better than I thought I was.
Yeah, and you know, I think the challenge has been for BK and for Michael and Will surrounding these guys to make sure that they can truly succeed. They're not just going to go out there and get their butt kicked,
right.
but they have done a good job of that for sure, in finding the roles here for some of these guys that the experience is truly meaningful. Real quick, Dave, on the way out here, Keshawn George, in or out tonight? You mentioned that Sarr is out with a left ankle. George has been battling a right ankle sprain. Is he back tonight?
He's back. Keshawn George will be back tonight. Again, we're hoping Sarr, because, again, he's scheduled to be part of the All-Star Weekend, the Rising
right.
Stars. So we're hopeful he's going to play Wednesday. I thought he'd have an outside chance tonight. He's not going to play tonight. But look for Wednesday, which will be our final game before the said All-Star break.
And, Dave, we will talk to you before that one. Au revoir. Have a good broadcast. I can't remember how to say good luck in French. At some point, my Duolingo taught me. Then I went on my vacation to France this summer, and then I switched my Duolingo back to Spanish. So, buena suerte on my end of things.
I'll just say merci. I hope I said that right.
Yeah, that's good. That was good. Dave Johnson, everybody, he'll be taking over here on the Team 980 coming up in 30 minutes when pregame begins. Dave, thank you for your time, sir, and we will see you on Wednesday. We'll get back to some Super Bowl thoughts and kind of wrap up our thoughts on that for the day. Look ahead to tonight down on the court between the Wizards and the Spurs. And, of course, we will wrap up the show with Real Things Real People Said in Real Microphones. This is the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're broadcasting live from Capital One Arena. And first, before all that, the latest on the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Chicken how you want it at Wawa with customizable crispy or roasted chicken sandwiches.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, it's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. I'm live at Capital One Arena, outside section 106-107. Anthony is, of course, back in our D.C. control room. Anthony, I'm not going to lie. I kind of wish that just this segment, every time I do the show here, I could just kind of just running commentary on the people that are walking by. Because you see all kinds of stuff. I saw a dude. Now all these people walking by are like, hi, hello, hey, see, I got people waving. Now these people are like, oh God, what's he about to say? There was a dude that walked by in like a Knicks Carmelo jersey a couple minutes ago. And I just want to be like, bro, what game do you think you're at? Like, I get it. We got a bunch of Wemby fans, and I'm fine with that. Like, you want to come support your person from out of town. For all I know, you know, got a lot of French internationals that are here, not just playing for the Wizards, but that are in town. You want to go support Wemby? That's fine. I get it. But to the dude who walked by 5 minutes ago, fortunately for him, I was in a commercial break in the Knicks Carmelo Anthony jersey. Are you lost? That's what I want to know.
I mean, Craig, to his defense,
what are you about to say?
I think so he wants to go to a sporting event, but he also wants to be known he's a Knicks fan.
Why? So I think that's why would you want to be known as a Knicks fan?
Yesterday I thought about putting on my Jaden Daniels jersey amongst a whole bunch of Chiefs and Eagles fans. Just saying, just because, you know, I'm a Commanders fan, left hand up. I didn't do it.
Respect, but yesterday was not your day. We lost that possibility in the NFC title game. That's why, Anthony. That's why they play the games.
I know. I thought about it. But, like, the fact that it was a thought in my mind and I didn't execute it doesn't take away from the fact that I thought about doing what that Knicks fan did.
This is the difference between, I'm going to call them smart people and not smart people. Not smart people can have, like, sometimes you have the same thoughts. It's what do you do with them? Do you act upon it? Do you say the thing that came to you? You don't have to act upon or say out loud every thought that comes to your mind. The ability to have a filter in your words and actions actually is what makes you smart or not. You, sir, were smart. You didn't do the silly thing. That guy wearing the Carmelo jersey walking around here somewhere, he looks like he's lost.
He might be. He might be.
One of my least favorite things is when people wear sports gear, specifically jerseys, to an event where neither of those two teams are playing. Congratulations, you have a jersey. I also have the internet and can buy one.
Yeah.
You agree? See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy walking past agrees. Who could disagree with me now? He in his Wizards jersey. And like I get it, like that dude was actually wearing a Commander's hat. Okay, it's not a thing for here. Like it's not an NBA hat. It's not like he's wearing a Nets hat. Like, okay, you're supporting your DC sports team. We're also in DC. That makes sense. That's all I'm saying, is that it's okay to, just because you're going to a basketball game, not wear, like, this fella, you got you have an excellent jersey on. Why do you have a Lakers beanie on? He's got an old school Bullets jersey on. Why are you wearing a Lakers beanie? Unless that's the only beanie that you own, and it's 30 degrees outside, and you're like, it's my ears. Also, how are you hardcore enough of a Wizards fan that you have an old Bullets jersey, and you also have a Lakers beanie? This confuses me. Sir, you're wearing a Grizzlies jersey. They're not playing today.
Craig is heckling fans.
The Grizzlies are better. Everyone's better than the Wizards. I'm aware of this. They're working on it.
See, no, this is Bullets
shirt.
Oh,
that's a Baltimore Bullets jersey. That's fantastic. Or shirt. That's great. I love that people are talking. You have some people that are pointing to their shirts. There are some people that are talking back to me. I have headphones on. I can't hear any of you guys. The guy with the Lakers beanie was yelling at me halfway down the hall. I'm like, I can't hear a word you're saying.
No, that's
you're just wearing the wrong hat. This is what I don't.
Would you describe what you're doing right now? Heckling fans.
Kind of. This works for Craig. Me. This guy, this guy just went by in his Sabres hat, trying not to make eye contact. I see you, young man. I see you. That sport nor that team is not here tonight. They're never gonna let me back here. This is my last show from Capital One Arena because I'm now just heckling fans.
Hey, you're making it a good one then.
But there's a lot of people smiling and laughing, so that's nice. She appreciates it. I see you over there.
Yeah, we need some more Wizards fans and jerseys in there then.
I agree. And look, they're working on it.
Okay.
The youngest team in the league. They're doing stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine. And by the way, there's some great Wizards jerseys. Like, I actually like a lot of the current Wizards jersey. I told you, this was a thing that we did earlier in the season, right? The light blue. Uh-huh. That they're rocking the City Edition, which they're not wearing tonight, I don't believe. But the light blue, I would make the permanent jersey.
I still wish they had the floral ones from the cherry blossom.
Those were sick.
I wish we still had those.
See, this is the thing. The NBA is changing jerseys every single year now, and it's
like
a ploy. It's a ploy to sell jerseys. Nothing can become iconic if you continually change it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's like I've seen even in doing this silly segment that I wish I had a camera that I was getting some of the people that I'm talking about captured on video here against their will. I'm sure I could make them sign a waiver. The point is that I've seen five different jerseys, the Wizards jerseys that I love that lasted one season and they got worn six times.
Yeah,
we don't need that. Hi. No. Hi, hello. Yes, now I do. I do feel like a zoo animal. Thanks for asking. All right. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, one more. The Celtics aren't playing tonight. I know you won the championship. You got to rep your team. They're not playing. You don't. You actually don't. You don't. We all have the internet. We could all buy that jersey if we want to. That team's not playing. Why are you wearing it? This is a segment I could do every time here. I don't get it. Just wear a jersey that of the team that's playing. That's. Welcome to a sporting event where there are two teams that are on the floor, and neither of them are the Celtics. See all these Spurs fans walking by. I'm not going to be mean to you. You're repping your team. They're actually playing tonight. Good luck. I don't know how much you'll need it the way things have been going lately for the Wizards, but that's there again, Anthony. They're working on it. Anthony, did something major just happen? Is there breaking news?
There's not breaking news, but the fact so Luka debuts tonight.
Yes.
And the Lakers have laid out a Luka Doncic shirt on every seat in, I don't know what the name of their arena is.
It's crypto.com. I don't know if crypto.com is still a thing, but crypto.com is still the name of the arena.
Wow, I'm just in awe. I would love a free shirt, you know?
I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would.
That's pretty
okay.
Cool.
Well, That was not talking about the Super Bowl, which is what we intended to do that segment. We'll wrap up our show next on the Hoffman Show. Great pull to close things out, Anthony. A little trombone shorty to take us into our final segment. It's the Hoffman Show, New Orleans flavored. He performed during America the Beautiful last night. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. 15 minutes from now, we send things upstairs to Dave Johnson for Wizards pregame here on the Team 980. We're live again at Capital One Arena. We're outside Section 106-107 until 6:45. Of course, tip-off tonight at 7 o'clock, Spurs and Wizards. Anthony, tomorrow on the show, ESPN has put out their way too early 2025 NFL power rankings. We must talk about them because the Commanders are safely, firmly inside the top 10.
At first, I thought you were about to say top five.
They're close.
Okay.
So I'm pretty pumped about that. We will talk about that tomorrow on the show. Obviously, we're now full look-ahead mode. We will do our part to move on from the Eagles winning a championship as quickly as possible. One thing that we haven't talked about on the show today about the Super Bowl, that Fox telecast was god-awful. God-awful. In every way conceivable. The thing that will unite everybody, no matter what silly jersey they may or may not be wearing walking around here at Capital One Arena or listening on the radio or watching on YouTube, is that if you just start bashing Tom Brady, people are like, yep, that's good with me. And we can certainly do that because Brady was just tremendously bad. And he was bad in a way that is very specific to him because of not just who he is as Tom Brady, the former quarterback, but Tom Brady, the part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, who is not allowed to meet with the members of the participating teams in the game. And thus, all he has as a point of reference. Now, if I was going to pick any player in NFL history to have this as a point of reference, Tom Brady might be the guy because he did ultimately win, what, 7 Super Bowls? And he played in like 10 of them. So like he's got more points of personal reference to that game and to this sport than basically anybody. But if all you have is, I would do this here, or we used to do this here, or Coach Belichick did this, that's not really that insightful because y'all aren't playing. And so where other announcers can be like, Vic Fangio is trying to do this, or Andy Reid might try to do this against Vic Fangio's defense, all Tom Brady can do is go, Vic Fangio does X, I would have done Y. Because he hasn't actually met with Andy Reid because he's not allowed to based off the rules that are in place for him because he's the owner of another team. It's a very, very silly thing that the NFL has done to itself and that Fox specifically has done to itself. And the fact that they pay him twice as much as any other announcer makes in the entire sport is crazy town. And he was awful because, like, one, he's not a good broadcaster. Like, he actually is good on some of the radio hits and stuff he does. Like, there was this viral clip that went around last week of him on The Herd with Colin where he's talking about all kinds of amazing stuff, and he's really passionate, and he's really depth and detailed. But live game analysis is a totally different beast. He's not good at it, period, and he does not have the resources available to him to be good at it, which is why Fox should probably just move him to the studio and pay out as long as until he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. But you cannot go into another Super Bowl with that dude as your lead announcer. That was genuinely embarrassing just on the Brady front. And that's before I get to all the other stuff I hated about their telecasts.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, this is year one of him actually, you know, trying to perfect this new craft of his. So I just think they shouldn't have rushed him into, you know,
you don't pay someone
a freaking Super Bowl game.
You don't pay someone $37.5 million to not be the starter.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there's that too.
Not saying that's the right decision. But that's why they should have paid him $37.5 million, because he can't actually do the job, functionally or skill-wise.
Yeah.
Also, congrats, Fox. You have a very fancy green screen. Why are you putting Burkhart and Tom Brady in an empty restaurant somewhere on Bourbon Street virtually?
Yeah.
What a silly turn the camera around and show the field of the Super Bowl behind you.
Yeah.
Not some fake restaurant on fake Bourbon Street.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
That was empty, by the way. They didn't even fill it with fake people.
Yeah, it was nobody. It was dark. It was basically a late night on Bourbon Street, you know?
No, late night there's people. It's like 11 o'clock in the morning on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, I guess so.
You haven't been to Bourbon Street,
have
you? You haven't been to Bourbon Street, have you?
No, I have.
Okay. Yeah, no, there's nobody there at 11 a.m. There's plenty of people there at 4 a.m. Yeah. It's kind of the whole bit of it all. What else did I? Oh, some of the sponsored, like the force of the sponsored elements. You had that one, that West Virginia Country Roads Take Me Home ad. Everyone's like, oh, it's unifying. It's one of the best ads. that ad stunk. That ad was terrible. And then they compounded it by playing the song in the stadium and panning, be like, oh, look at all these people united, as 78% of the stadium wasn't paying attention or singing the song at all. amazing.
Yeah.
There was the Lady Gaga thing going into the fourth quarter. That was weird, just like super forced. They just sold out in so many. Like, I understand. The Super Bowl is a chance. You pay a ton of money for it. You get a chance to make a ton of money off of it. But they just so overdid it. Like, CBS doesn't do it that way. NBC doesn't do it that way. And it was genuinely the worst Super Bowl. The new score bug is awful.
Horrible. Oh, my God.
All they have to do is extend the color over another inch, and it'd be fine. It's very clean, but you can't actually, like, read it very well.
Yeah, it gave Fortnite vibes. I'm not going to lie.
I haven't played enough Fortnite to have an opinion.
I mean,
on
I don't really play Fortnite that much, but I recognize
Apparently
a
enough.
Little bit of it.
Genuinely, the worst Super Bowl telecast that I have seen in my life. Yeah, that guy that just walked by agrees. So, I mean, it's, again, it's official. And his buddy's wearing a Wes Unseld jersey. That's a jersey.
There we go.
Where's the guy wearing the Jason Tatum jersey that said, I have to rep my team? No, you don't. You could wear a Wes Unseld jersey. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Anthony, do we have time for real things, real people said, and real microphones?
Yeah, we got a couple things.
All right, let's do it. All right. So there's a couple sound bites that we'll play to end out the show. Real things, real people said into real microphones, the name of the segment. Anthony, can we start with Saquon's daughter? Because of all the things about the Eagles that are hateable, and they're basically endless. Saquon's a very likable figure, and his daughter's extraordinarily cute. And if you case you went to bed early, this moment happened last night on the postgame shows.
Yeah, come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. Congratulations, Saquon. Hi, how are you? Guess what? Your daddy won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Are you so excited?
Yeah.
What do you want to say to him?
Congratulations, my favorite.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations. That is any dad is just like, if I can grow up and win my whatever my Super Bowl is. For Saquon, it happens to be the actual Super Bowl. And my daughter's response is, congratulations, you're my favorite. That's your life is complete at that very point.
Nah,
the $13 million a year deal he signed doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, that would have melted my heart. And actually there's another story. He actually had a story about his daughter about when he first got traded to the Eagles. Take a listen.
But my daughter, funny story with her, when I told her that we're going to be going to Philly, she kind of was just like, does that mean we're going to win now? And I just started smiling again. I was like, hopefully we can win some more games.
Your daddy won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Are you so excited?
Yeah.
What do you want to say to him?
Congratulations, my favorite.
Fox Sports, the courtesy on the audio there.
I'm going to cry, bro.
I know. Got all emotional. Speaking of getting emotional, real quick, actually, just wrap up with story yesterday. Dude, did you watch Hubie Brown's last broadcast yesterday?
I didn't get to watch a full game, but I jumped in, jumped out kind of thing.
If you hear the sound of my voice right now, here in Capital One Arena or on the radio, on YouTube, on the app, wherever, and you did not go... and you did not catch live or go back and watch the end of the broadcast. Mm-hmm. Hubie Brown, his final game. He's 91 years old. This man gave 53 years to professional basketball between the NBA and the ABA. Started coaching when he was 24, I believe, at the college ranks, and then eventually makes his way into pro ball. The way that Mike Breen and Hubie handled the end of that, I was legitimately... just stopped what I was doing and was crying on my couch watching the end of that, knowing how much basketball we all learned from Hubie, how much better he made the game. Like, all we all want to do in anything that we love is leave that thing better than we left or better than we found it. And the extent to which Hubie Brown accomplished that is not possible to overstate. And the job that ESPN did yesterday in his final telecast was sensational. That's our show for today. We'll see you tomorrow on the Team 980.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.